KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's get you caught up on some weekend sporting activities. First of all, in high school state swimming and diving competition held over the weekend. They had the preliminaries on Friday, the finals on Saturday. The Atlantic girls team finished with 34 points overall to finish in 17th place in the team standings at the state meet. Lewis Central, also in competition, was 28th. They totaled 4 points. Dowling Catholic was the champions with 360 points. Among some of the area swimmers and divers that did well in the weekend event, in the 200-yard freestyle, Aubrey Bach of Lewis Central had a 27th place finish. In the 100-yard freestyle, Claire Christensen of Atlantic swam 54.26 seconds, good for 12th place overall. Aubrey Bach of Lewis Central was 19th. In the 500-yard freestyle, Anna Maria Lowry of Atlantic swam 5 minutes 18.45 seconds for 24th place. In the 100-yard backstroke, Kylie Collins of Lewis Central placed 19th. Also in the 100-yard breaststroke, Kylie Brown of Lewis Central was 22nd overall. In the 200-yard freestyle, Anna Maria Lowry of Atlantic was 23rd, while Aubrey Bach of Lewis Central was 27th. In the 50-yard freestyle, Claire Christensen of Atlantic had a 12th place finish, 24.79 seconds her time, while Warren Gravy of Lewis Central placed 13th overall. In relays, in the 200-yard freestyle relay, Atlantic's team of Aaliyah Hermanson, Kate Landis, Anna Maria Lowry, and Claire Christensen swam 1 minute 40.29 seconds, good for 11th place, while Lewis Central's team was 19th overall. Atlantic also had an 11th place finish in the 400-yard freestyle relay. Aaliyah Hermanson, Alexis Reynolds, Anna Maria Lowry, and Claire Christensen swam that in a time of 3 minutes 40.35 seconds. Lewis Central's team placed 18th in that event on Saturday. In the NFL yesterday, Ryan Tannehill threw a 23-yard touchdown to Adam Humphries with 23 seconds left before the Titans blocked a last-second field goal attempt to beat the Chiefs 35-32 in a game heard here on KJAN. Derrick Henry ran for 188 yards, including a 68-yard touchdown in the third quarter and a 1-yard TD with 6:26 remaining to pull the Titans within 29-27. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw for 446 yards and 3 touchdowns in his first game back since missing 2 straight with a dislocated kneecap. Elsewhere in the National Football League, it was Baltimore over Cincinnati 49-13. Cleveland beat Buffalo 19-16. Atlanta over New Orleans 26-9. The New York Jets beat the New York Giants 34-27. Tampa Bay downing Arizona 30-27. Chicago beat Detroit 20-13. Miami over Indianapolis 16-12. Pittsburgh beat the LA Rams 17-12. Green Bay downing Carolina 24-16. Minnesota topping Dallas 28-24 yesterday. Iowa was no match for Wisconsin at the line of scrimmage, and the Hawkeyes lost to the Badgers 24-22 Saturday afternoon. Wisconsin had 300 yards rushing, while Iowa managed only 87. Next up for the Hawks is a visit from a 7th-ranked Minnesota team that's coming off a win over Penn State.
We're going to have to get back up on our feet, and it's a tough one. It was a physical game, an energy-draining game. So, it's going to be a challenge for us to get back on our feet, but we got good leadership and good guys. So that's the next challenge for us.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz there. A Minnesota victory would put the Gophers on the doorstep of the West Division title.
Had we wanted to be the same challenge, you got to at some point get back and turn your attention to your opponent. And we're playing a team that's playing really well. And no matter who they play, they found a way to be successful and win games. And that's the objective. So it's a real credit to them. We've seen them on film. It's going to be a big challenge for our football team to get back up on their feet. It'll be great to be back in Kinnick, that's for sure.
That Iowa-Minnesota game this Saturday, we'll have it for you live here on the radio. That's a 1 o'clock pregame. 3 o'clock is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State had a late rally come up short in a 42-41 loss at Oklahoma Saturday night. The Cyclones scored 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns, but they misfired on a 2-point conversion attempt with 24 seconds remaining. Cyclone coach Matt Campbell said he was proud of the effort.
Courage, the toughness. This team is, I said this before and I'm going to say it again, it's one of my most favorite teams I've ever coached. I love their resolve. We're not perfect. I certainly wish we were. I see us continuing to grow in so many ways, and I thought our character showed tonight.
Campbell says there was no question that they were going for 2 after that final touchdown.
When I see Brock Purdy just keep making unbelievable plays, I'd rather put the game in his hands. I trust him. I believe in him. He's unbelievable.
ISU is 5-4 now on the season. They'll host Texas this week. LSU is an overwhelming number one in the Associated Press College football poll after receiving 57 first-place votes after Saturday's 46-41 win over Alabama. Second-ranked Ohio State picked up 5 first-place votes, and number three came away with 3 as Alabama fell 2 spots to 4th. Georgia is 5th, followed by Oregon, Minnesota, Utah, Penn State, and Oklahoma. The Golden Gophers beat the Nittany Lions on Saturday to climb into the top 10 for the first time since 1962. Iowa falls 5 spots in this week's poll. They're at number 23. Arkansas's fired football coach Chad Morris after 22 games and an 0-14 record in the SEC. The Razorbacks are 4-18 overall under Morris following Saturday's 45-19 loss to Western Kentucky. Two of those wins came against subdivision teams. Athletic director Hunter Yurachek said in a statement it was clear the program has not made the progress necessary to compete and win, especially in the conference. In college basketball action yesterday, Florida State knocked off number 6 Florida 63-51. Number 5 Louisville over Youngstown State 78-55. 18th-ranked Ohio State beat UMass Lowell 76-56. Number 11 Virginia over James Madison 65-34. Top-ranked Michigan State beat Binghamton 100-47. Number 21 Arizona beat Illinois 90-69 in yesterday's action. We'll have college basketball tonight for you here on the radio as the Iowa Hawkeyes face off against the DePaul Blue Demons. You can catch that action live here on the radio tonight. That's part of the Gavitt Classic. We'll have it for you this evening at 6 o'clock with the pregame start time. At 7 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa DePaul tonight here on the radio. In racing, Denny Hamlin saved his season by winning at ISM Raceway near Phoenix to advance into NASCAR's title-deciding race. Hamlin then cruised to his 6th win of the season and punched the air with his fist in his car as he crossed the finish line. Hamlin will race Gibbs teammates Busch and Martin Truex Jr., as well as Kevin Harvick of Stewart Haas Racing for the championship. Of the four, Hamlin is the only one without a previous championship. Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, and Joey Logano were eliminated. Logano was seeking a chance to make it back-to-back titles, but had a mechanical problem early in the final stage that dropped him deep into the field. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.